You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Hello, welcome. Week two of the Football League season is almost upon us. Dave Kellner here, about to be joined by Messrs Farries, Pushlowski and Ross to go through the Football League this weekend. Pete will be looking at the Championship with Gav all over League One and Al on League Two. They'll give you the best bets and their naps as well. Ahead of this weekend. First of all, it's a warm welcome to Mr. Pete Farries.
Hello, so I wanted to get in early. Did you call me Mrs. Farries there?
Messrs.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said Mrs. Messrs. Farries, Pushlowski and Ross. I don't know how you're going to get hold of them all.
Is your mum a better tipster than you?
Well, there was a time, I remember, back in the World Cup, not this World Cup, but the one before, where she said, Italy 2-1 at half-time. And I laughed at her and she said, oh, I have a tenner on for me. I'll give you a tenner. I was like, a tenner? She said, yeah, I've had a dream. I was like, mum, you don't bet a tenner. She's like, look, here's £10. Put it on for me. I went, fine. I went, why? She went, because I had that dream that it was 2-1 at half time. I went, mum, this is crazy. And I put it on and it landed and she won £330. And I was like, all right, okay, well, let's get her in.
Let's get stuck into this weekend's live matches in the Championship. Just the two of them ahead of this weekend. Friday night, first of all, 7:45, Brighton versus Nottingham Forest. Brighton 4-5, the draw 23-10 with Nottingham Forest in the betting at 16-5. Enhanced odds here with William Hill. Glenn Murray to score and Brighton to win was 21-10. Enhanced to 3-1. And Britt Asombalonga, best name in sport, him to score and Nottingham Forest to win was 6-1. Now 8-1. He did get a two at the weekend as well,
he
didn't
did.
He? Interesting match this one, because I was looking at the results last weekend and I thought, probably a good point for Brighton last week against Derby, managing to secure that 0-0 draw. But they had the most shots without scoring of any team in the Championship last weekend, so maybe deserved even more.
Do you want to do this podcast?
No.
That's one of my facts.
You do this podcast.
So why did
you
steal one of my facts?
I do apologise.
No, Dave. I always forget how quickly it descends when you and I are in a room together. listen. I mean, first and foremost, you're absolutely right. That draw against Derby, fine.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, fine. Nigel Pearson obviously taking over at Derby now. They'll have a little bit of a charge, I'm sure, before, you know, traditionally falling apart at the end of the season, which has been Derby's problem for quite some time now. Brighton have won the last two head-to-heads. I mean, last season, very early on, they beat Forest 1-0 at the Amex. They, of course, went away to Forest back in, I think it was April, and won 2-1 there as well. So, you know, if you are a head-to-head better, I'm not, but if you are, there's a little bit of a stat for you. But for me, there's no question Brighton are the player.
Yeah,
I mean, just zero question. 4-5. There is a Britt Asombalonga market that I think is worth looking at, which I'll tell you in a second. But like you said, so many shots last weekend against a good team as well. You know, against a solid top eight Championship side. Forest, I mean, that game was absolutely unbelievable against Burton, wasn't it? I mean, truly amazing. 1-0 up, then 2-1 down, then, of course, scoring three in a row, then conceding late on. It was a crazy match. But Burton aren't going to do much this season. They're not awful, and I think they're better than some people suggest, but they are, of course, ultimately just aiming to stay in this division.
Yeah.
Forest have got all kinds of problems behind the scenes. Of course, they've got the owners, or I'm not entirely sure what Mr. Fawazi's general role is. As such, he is the head honcho, if you will. But he's now looking for investment in order to buy players. Outside of Damien Perqui, they've not signed anyone of any real kind of jumph and you know? So I don't really see here why you'd back Forest. I mean, don't forget that Forest-Burton game, even though it's not a local derby, it's still very, very close. And for me, ultimately, you can't really be looking in any way, shape or form at Forest here. The one big positive is, as you mentioned, a lot of last season, Britt Asombalonga, of course, injured incredibly early on. And then they were done for goals, really, all season. He's brilliant. He's a huge physical unit, a great finish. He's got a lot of power. He's quick. He's just a good player. But as I think Brighton win this game, what about any time, as I like to call them, lose cast, which you can, of course, get on the Score win cast market.
Yep.
What you do is, if you've not used this before, listeners, just where it says select a goal scorer, then click on that little tab there. You know, you're not from the past, you don't use a computer or your William Hill app.
I'm then, doing it right now,
yeah,
actually.
Well, I mean, you are stupid, but our listeners are. Britt Assombalonga, click on his name, and then it'll say Assombalonga in a Forest win, 6-1 any time. But I don't want that.
Okay.
I want Britt Assombalonga to score in a Brighton win, which is 8-1. I really, really like that. Because I think, you know, he's a very good goal scorer, but Brighton are going to be the team to win this. Now, in terms of by a goal here as well, because Brighton aren't going to be a side, I don't think, this season that are going to summarily take teams apart. They did it an awful lot last season, where they were just going and winning by a goal, and that's great. Early season, a lot of draws. Now, by a goal, I think it'll be, as we sort of trot along early doors, 12-5, Brighton by a goal. They're not going to batter Forest, I don't think. But I would be very surprised if they don't win this. You know, fine midweek, a very strong, comfortable win over Colchester United, as you'd expect it should be. Forest went away, of course, to Donny and did what they needed to do. But I just look at this and I think, 4-5.
Yeah, it looks good, doesn't
it? Just looks so, so good. Just looks so, so good. There's nothing wrong with the Glenn Murray to score and Brighton to win at threes. I mean, other goal scorers in there, of course. Tomer Hemed, 7-5. Knockett, of course, had a good run at times last season, 5-2. Murphy, 14-5. But I'm sorry, I think that 4-5 is just an absolute feast for the senses.
The live game on Saturday evening is Norwich versus Sheffield Wednesday. Norwich are 21-20 to win the match. The draw 12-5 with Sheffield Wednesday in the betting at 13-5. Enhanced odds, Cameron Jerome to score and Norwich to win is 3-1. Fernando Forestieri to score and Sheffield Wednesday to win is 6-1. And we've got Stephen Naismith to score, Norwich to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1. That was 6-1 enhanced to 7-1. And Stephen Fletcher to score with Sheffield Wednesday to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 enhanced to 10-1. A big win for Norwich on the opening weekend, beating Blackburn 4-1. While Sheffield Wednesday's 1-0 win at home to Aston Villa was maybe put into a little bit of context with Villa's performance midweek against against Luton.
Hey,
Pete.
Hey, listen, don't downplay Luton, all right? Actually, in this case, maybe. what are Villa doing?
Oh, it was comical, some of the defending. They have that problem, Villa, with their centre...
Well, they have their problem with their team.
Yeah, they do, but with their centre-halves in particular. I follow a Villa fan on Twitter, and he tweets throughout every single game, basically.
Right.
And he was just saying how it's typical of Villa how shambolic those central defenders, they just get dragged out of position.
Well, Mika Richardson's all over the place.
Yeah, as if they've not been taught how to play football, basically.
Yeah.
And that 3-1 defeat that Villa suffered against Luton on Wednesday night, embarrassing, really.
Yeah, not good. Not remotely good. But I think they'll still be okay. I don't think we're looking at a Villa that are going to get promoted. But I think, you know, people, I saw a few people yesterday myself on Twitter saying, doom, they're going to go down again. And it's possible. I think it's unlikely. They've got the money now. I mean, they've signed McCormack. If they get 3 or 4 more players, you know, change that back line up a little bit, they should be okay. I don't think they're going to, you know, pull up trees, but they should be okay.
Yeah.
I think it was still impressive that Wednesday won. I mean, opening game of the season. I mean, it did take the 86th minute, to be fair, for Fernando Forestieri to score that goal. But they were still the better of the two teams, I felt, Sheffield Wednesday, watching that game. Villa had their moments, but, you know, someone like Jordan Ayew, who did score midweek as well, you know, charging through the middle, he's got 4 or 5 options, and so he just charges, like, run straight into the path of a defender. It was a bit weird in places. But I think Wednesday were decent. But what were Norwich at the weekend? They weren't decent, were they?
They were good.
They were brilliant.
Yeah.
They were really, really good. Now, I was toying last weekend with my nap being either the Newcastle game or Norwich. And in the end, I went, oh, just go Newcastle. Fuming with myself. Absolutely fuming. Because Norwich, it always felt like Norwich were going to tear Blackburn apart. We, of course, put up Wes Houlihan on the podcast as well last week at 17-5. And that money made its way into your pocket. Wednesday last season in the Championship, especially toward the end of the season, it wasn't quite right. I mean, you're looking at only, 4 wins from October onwards?
Okay.
4 wins from October onwards for Wednesday. And that's, you know, it's a new season. Maybe it's a new world. But I don't want to be playing that until I see an improvement, especially going to Carrow Road, a long way to go, especially against what is a fantastic Norwich side. They looked like the real deal. Wednesday made a lot of changes midweek, but of course, some of those players will be involved, and it did go extra time, didn't it? Midweek for Sheffield Wednesday. So do you want to really get involved in them for that reason? I just think Norwich here, again, are really good value, 21-20. And the enhanced odds, as you've mentioned, if you want to play Forestieri, then feel free, he's a great player. But he's, of course, been linked this week to Derby, been linked to Leeds, been linked to Villa. He's been linked to a lot of clubs. I'm not sure why, if you're Sheffield Wednesday, you'd get rid of him. But, you know, I suppose you've got Hooper, you've got Fletcher. I don't know. But if I was Sheffield Wednesday, if I was Carlos Carvajal, I'd be going, go away. Go on, off you go. I'd be looking at that personally. I just love Wes Houlihan again, really. I mean, I think as a goal scorer play, he's brilliant here. 13-5, so in from that 17-5 he was away from home last weekend. But don't forget how good he was at the Euros. You know, the little flicked header, the long-range curler.
Yeah.
You know, he was brilliant. And now he's got form. So he's really, if you're looking at general form, he's done well at the Euros. A little holiday or whatever. I don't know what he's done, but he's probably had a nice break. He's come back. He scored in the first game of the season.
He's just practicing set pieces.
13-5. So yeah. 13-5 anytime is a goal scorer play here for Norwich. Has to be the one. Now, again, I'm not suggesting that Norwich batter Sheffield Wednesday or anything like that. I'm saying as a punter here, I am seeing, and I always like to review these things in my head. In fact, I say in my head, but I just talk to the cats and they nod at me or meow. But you've got Norwich who are unbelievable.
I think they shake their heads, actually, Pete, if we're being strictly honest and truthful.
If they do that, then they'll be, you know,
reprimanded.
And then they'll just be at me again. But look, so if you're looking at this in bullet point form, really, it's Sheffield Wednesday, very, very good team, but, and these are the big buts, really, for me. One, midweek game, some will be involved, some won't, of course, but it went to extra time. Bullet point two, they weren't amazing against Villa. They were the better of the two teams, and they got a good result, but it took an 86-minute winner. The player who scored that winner has been heavily linked with moves away. That could, of course, mean, in one direction, he wants to score goals and try and prove his worth. If he does want to leave, which I don't know. If he doesn't, then it can unsettle things, because he is seen as a key player, I think, in that Sheffield Wednesday side. You've got Norwich, who were unbelievable, and they were. They've had no game midweek, because, of course, they've come down from the Premier League, so they get a bye through for this stage of the League Cup. They've scored goals, they look good, and now they're playing their first game at Carrow Road, a place where, under Alex Neil, last time they were in the Championship, was an absolute swear-wording fortress. So you put all that together, and for me, as good as Wednesday are, and as much as they are being completely undervalued by the traders in the promotion market, and I think they are, I think Norwich are the play here at 21-20. Look at Wes Houlihan at 13-5. I mean, I personally, of course, it landed in game one of Norwich's. I'm not against the both teams to score at 10-11. I think 10-11 is a perfectly fair and sexy price. I mean, match result on both teams have scored Norwich 100-30. I think Norwich are the way to go here. In fact, I'm positive Norwich are the way to go here. But look, that's not to say anything horrible about Sheffield Wednesday. It's just to hopefully have more money than you started with.
Very good. Two live games covered by Mr. Pete Farris. And coming up next, Pete's best bets for the weekend's action in the Championship and his nap as well.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.
Ipswich are, for me, a big price away at Brentford. Brentford lost, of course, against Huddersfield in the first game of the season, whereas Ipswich did what they needed to do, and admittedly they did that thanks to a second-half debut hat-trick from Grant Ward. Ward is 3-1 to continue his phenomenal form after his debut game, and for me, 3-1 is a good enough play. You might want to look at both teams to score, and the over 2.5 as well in this match, but ultimately Ipswich will win this game. They're 11-10 draw, no bet. Brentford are a hard side to nail down, but Ipswich, I think, are due a very good season. Fifth best away form in the league last season as well, if that informs your bet any further. But certainly, Mick McCarthy's men, there's a good place to start your weekend's betting. Wigan are even money to beat Blackburn Rovers, 12-5 the draw and 11-4 Blackburn. Blackburn battered in the first game of the season against Norwich, of course, whereas Wigan did take the lead before blowing it in their first game at Bristol City. Wigan and Gary Caldwell are getting some admiring glances from many of their players. Hughes and Morsi surprisingly heading out from the sounds of things, but the likes of Power and Jacobs are both there. Michael Jacobs is, by the way, a good play here,
to score, I think, 5-2. But Will Grigg at 11-8 anytime might be a goal scorer pick, of course, relatively fresh considering he didn't feature really in the Euros, albeit a song about him really did. But 11-8 for a guy in incredible form from last season might be a nice way to go about it. My favourite bets outside the outrights here, over 2.5 at 11-10 landed in both of these two teams' opening games, and so did the both teams to score, which is 10-11. But I think Blackburn are a side who've not really moved forward from last season. If anything, I think they're standing pretty still. Wigan in their first home game back in the Championship at even money would certainly be the play. Huddersfield will do better than a lot of people have said they would do this season. They started, of course, with that fantastic 2-1 victory, but even at 4-1 here, I can't find the room to back them. The draw 14-5, but Newcastle in this match are the play. In this league, they have been historically very, very good in the Championship, and I think those opening day jitters that we saw against Fulham, I think will now have passed. 4-6 is a very, very nice way into this, although there is an interesting Huddersfield Town goal scorer should you fancy one. Elias Kachunga is 14-5 anytime. Do like the look of him. He had a great first game, but Newcastle are the play for me. At home, I think they'll just be too strong this season, so Newcastle at 4-6 and Newcastle and both teams to score at 11-4. Having said all that, having looked at all of those bets, what's my favourite? Well, ultimately, for me, Ipswich draw no bet away at Brentford is the way to go.
Weekend 2 of League 1, and here are three of my favourite shouts across the Saturday, starting with Warsaw at 29-20 to win away at Oldham. I'm opposing Oldham where I can at this stage of the season. They are going to be in for a long, hard season, I think, Oldham, and they landed the NAP selection of Millwall at 4-6 on the opening day of the season, even Millwall minus 1. And Millwall won 3-0. Warsaw's away form last season, very good. They only lost 5 on their travels in the league, and 3 of those defeats came in the last 5 of the season. So Warsaw, 29-20. They've started this season well with a 3-1 victory at home to Wimbledon. Simeon Jackson scoring twice. So I'm fancying Warsaw at 29-20. The second shout will be Gillingham at 11-10 to beat Bury. Both these sides have started League One well with victories. Gillingham beating Southend 3-1 and Bury beating Charlton 2-0. The last two goal scorers for Bury against Gillingham no longer play for the club, and the last two games Gillingham have won the point. So I fancy Gillingham at 11-10. Their home form suffered at the end of last season, but they started very well at the start of last season, and I'm fancying Gillingham with a fresh start at 11-10. The last four games between these two sides, by the way, there's been goals in the first 30 minutes, so that's something worth looking at. And my third shout to complete the treble will be Peterborough versus Bradford, over 2.5 goals at 23-20. 8 of 9 games at London Road, over 2.5 goals has landed. And so far for Peterborough this season, 3-2 versus Rochdale in the opening game of League One, and 3-2 against Wimbledon in the EFL Cup. So 5-goal thrillers for both games for Peterborough this season. Not so for Bradford. Away from home, they're more of an underside. They started this season in the league with a 0-0 draw, but Bradford won 4-0 at Peterborough last season. So overs on the goals landed then. So I think over 2.5 goals at 23-20 is very much a play at London Road. So my three shouts for this weekend are Warsaw at 29-20 to win at Oldham, Gillingham at 11-10 to win at home to Bury, and Peterborough versus Bradford over 2.5 goals at 23-20. If you add those all up, it's just over 10-1. My NAP selection will be Gillingham at 11-10 to beat Bury.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.
It's only the second week of the league season, so expect a lot of teams to not quite be back at 100% fit. And yet many have been asked to play last weekend and then in midweek, sometimes for 120 minutes in the League Cup. don't underestimate the difficulty in playing so much football so early. So we're concentrating on a couple of those that have been overexerting themselves in the first 7 days of the season. For some clubs, the League Cup is considered a bit of a distraction. Colchester are one of those. They only fielded four players in midweek from their opening day draw at Hartlepool, and three of those were subbed off. It was not Colchester's first team in any shape, which makes it really easy to ignore Brighton's big win, or it should. But William Hill have pushed Colchester's price out as a result. And Colchester are playing Cambridge. Now, you'll hear me tipping Cambridge an awful lot this season, but not this weekend. Every one of the outfielders that started in their opening day draw with Barnet played some part, either from the start or the bench, as they equalised in stoppage time and then beat Sheffield Wednesday in extra time in the League Cup. It's a heck of a result. But you might know that anything that follows the Lord Mayor's show probably won't be quite as good as the Lord Mayor's show was. Someone should invent a phrase about that that we could overuse. Anyway, Colchester at home at 29-20 looks almost as good as it gets. Elsewhere, Carlisle's draw at Portsmouth last week. That was memorable because Carlisle played for more than an hour with 10 men. That is very tiring. Then they beat Port Vale at home, having only made three changes. They play Plymouth, and Plymouth are no mugs. They also got their League Cup tie done in 90 minutes. And yes, they've lost to Reading and to Luton in the last week. But two very good teams, no shame whatsoever. They will be in the mix come the end of the season. And 9-5 is a big price for them to bounce back in the Northwest. One or two of you may not like that kind of price, but draw no bet is certainly an option. And yes, okay, there is something heroic about losing your keeper 15 minutes from time against a team from the league above and holding on through extra time and then winning a penalty shootout. But I bet Accrington Stanley are knackered as they head to a Barnet side who may have only made three changes at the start for their League Cup match, but at least got it over within 90 minutes against Millwall. And they hauled off three of their best players early in the second half when 2-0 down and the competition was no longer a priority. One of those taken off by Barnet was John Akindi. He put through his own net early in the game. He's normally deadly at the other end. I think he might feel he's got a point to prove, and of course he's got home advantage. He would be my goal scorer shout of the week at 6-4. But in the game, Accrington with tired legs, with the distraction of a derby with Burnley in the next round of the cup now, with a suspended first choice keeper after he was sent off in that game. And add the fact that no side won more home games than Barnet in League Two last season without getting automatic promotion. And Barnet are not just a shout, they're the nap this week at 8-5. Colchester, Plymouth and Barnet together at the time of recording a huge 16.8-1 treble.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.